As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is hour number two. Thank you so much, Facebook viewers. We do appreciate you being tuned in. The rest of us and the rest of you here are tuned in on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, want to get on the phone, talk about the trip, or anything else. And then we've got John at GardenAmerica.com and also Facebook Live, Tiger.
Here we are. Yeah,
hour two.
And we were left off last hour talking about
day five, I think, or
day
something.
Day five of our England wonderful trip that we just took with Earth's Bound Expeditions.
We were, and last we spoke, we were at the Hampton Court Flower Show
talking about dancing geisha,
which you put a link to on Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're on our Facebook page, Tiger's got that link up there. You can click it and take a look.
And that link goes to the actual picture you took of the plant while we were at the
show. That was the one we saw with our own eyeballs.
That you couldn't believe.
I still can't believe it.
That I saw it. You know, when you're looking for something for 20 years, and it's sitting right there in front of you.
Yeah. And so it's a dianthus. Dianthus is in the carnation family, and it has these fringed, flowing flowers.
Twisting, turning, tortured petals.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. So those are the things that we saw there. You know, at this Hampton Court Flower Show, the largest flower show I've ever been to in my life. Very unique, very different.
The first thing we saw when we went in were living sculptures made out of willow.
Willows.
They took willow branches, pulled them off a willow tree, stuck them in the ground,
weaved
and rooted
them
and made all these sculptures.
How did they know they were going to grow the way they...
Well, no, they weaved them. They weaved and trained these willow branches into these baskets, columns, just amazing stuff. We have a picture of that on our Facebook feed as well when we're at the Hampton Court Show. It's one of our other pictures there. But... you know, just really unique, really amazing stuff. Largest flower show, I would say, venture to say, in the world, because I don't know where else.
I think that's what the claim
they would
is, that
ever
it's the world's
have
largest flower show.
Anything else that's bigger than that?
It certainly had to be the world's largest flower show for attendance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just people, like, it's like a concert atmosphere of people everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. And it was probably, from where we parked to even get into the gate was probably a 15-minute walk.
I would compare it to most people's state fairs, meaning,
you go
to a state fair and you're like, oh, this is big, and they have rides and they have this stuff, right? No. Take all the rides away. Take all the animals away. Take that same footprint that a state fair has and just make it all about plants.
All about plants and flowers.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then, you know,
Before we get off that Hampton Court, they did have they called them marquees. It was a while before we learned what a marquee was. I think it's a tent. But they had a rose marquee that was filled with roses, and David Austin had a display, and I can't think of the name of it now, but I usually don't plant David Austin roses because they're relatively available, and I usually plant roses that are hard to find.
Right, sure.
But there was a single gold rose that has a really unique name, and because of that name, I'm probably going to plant it.
You said gold rose?
Yeah, gold.
Yeah, and flower.
Yellow.
Okay.
Golden yellow. How about that?
Sure. I'm going to get a good visual here. Like, prove that I'm listening to you.
Was that, and there were other roses. Peter Beals had a nice selection of roses, and it was nice to see, but it was so hot.
Yeah, it was tough.
You could tell that the plants were not happy.
Oh, man, it was so hot in those tents. The plant tent was 2-3 football fields, you know? Just for the plant tent. And then you had the rose tent, and then you had a tent that was dedicated to hard goods, you know, gift items and things like that.
Now, these people that were there, that lived there, that put on these shows, was there a lot of talk about the weather? Like, we're not used to this. This is just unusual.
That's all we heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all talking about how unseemingly hot it
was. Yeah, well, that's a good 10 degrees hotter than it normally is.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you picture what British people look like in your mind. And
yeah, I usually do that once a week. I do that, Tiger.
Well, I never remembered them being red.
Red.
Yeah, there were a lot of red British people.
Right. It's your old analogy about the plant that's been, you know, inside the house for months, and you bring it outside and the sun's going to scorch it. And it does the same thing to our good English friends who don't see the sun a whole lot.
So, Hampton Court Flower Show, if anybody has any questions, you know, make sure to chime in, ask them, because there was just so much to cover. And, you know, it is a great area to get inspiration for new plants. Also old plants, as you know, John mentioned, you found things that have been around for a while but just not being seen anymore.
Oh, and just huge collections of plants you would never think of. There were myrtles.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of when you think of myrtles? You don't think of 20 varieties.
No.
Or dwarf ginkgos. Here's 10 to choose from.
Yeah, right. I mean ginkgos in general, 10 to choose from. These were just dwarf ones. Yeah, it was amazing. But moving on, we moved over to Oxford. So I'm going to try to give a good analogy, and this isn't on gardening, but there's evidence of teaching at Oxford from 1096, not 19.
Okay, that's a
1096.
Good, that's almost 200 years before Marco Polo in the 1200s when he was
traveling. They were teaching at Oxford.
And at 1099?
1096.
1096.
Yeah.
I always get those years mixed up.
Well, it's well after the Battle of Hastings.
Oh, okay. There you go. And so this is all part of the tour. They're explaining all this to you?
Yeah. And it's really neat to understand Oxford. So everybody thinks of Oxford University, and they think it's a university. Like, you know, UC San Diego,
right.
Yale. Those are all universities. No, no, no. Oxford University is made up of about 30 colleges. So in the community of Oxford, there's about 30 colleges, and each college has its own namesake and its own, you know, focus.
So if I went to one of those colleges, I could say, I went to Oxford.
You could. It is exactly what it is. It's made up. So Oxford is the general term.
I never knew that.
For the colleges of that community.
And they're all over the city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just one area. It's like the whole city.
But it's under the umbrella of Oxford.
Correct. Right? Correct.
And Oxford, the name comes from where? Did anybody know?
The community. Oh,
you mean
that.
Where the oxen used to cross the river, ford across the river. Thus Oxford.
Yeah.
Okay.
So back before they started teaching.
I keep looking at him to see if his facial expression is going to change.
Yeah. I just totally made that up, but it makes sense because a lot of things in England are named that way,
yeah,
right?
They are.
Right? Long Barn was named Long Barn because there was a barn at the back of the property.
And it was long.
And they took it down and attached it to the house, and that was the Long Barn part of the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, you know, many, many people have studied you know, and been to Oxford, you know, for education.
We had lunch in Balliol College, which is...
Which I still don't know how to say correctly. Balliol? John said it correctly, but that's not how you spell
Balliol,
it.
Balliol, right. Yeah. They claim that that's the oldest college in Oxford, but there's three colleges that claim they're the oldest,
yeah,
and they all have different reasons for claiming it. But Balliol College is where Gerard Manley Hopkins was, the famous Victorian poet. And at each college we saw places, for instance, where C.S. Lewis was, where Tolkien mm-hmm. was. A lot of prime ministers had graduated from Balliol College. And we had lunch there, so that was really cool.
Now, how about the food? Let's talk about
Ask Tiger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what about the food, Tiger?
So when I was telling people I was going to go to England, you know, I'm like, okay, what's the English food? So fish and chips was number one.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about that before we left.
Just before you left, yeah.
So just so everybody that knows, if they've never been to England, the way they serve fish and chips there, it's pretty much a whole fish. So not fish strips or anything like that that we're used to.
Or nuggets. No fish nuggets.
No fish nuggets. It's a whole fish that's fried. And then those steak fries, like larger French fry kind of things, and then they serve them. There's two thoughts to this. You can either serve fresh peas or smashed peas, smushed peas with it. And that's the classic English meal, fish and chips
with
peas.
Either smashed up or left to the
exactly. room. So we had that in a lot of different places, and that was tasty. And then when we get back to break, I'll talk about some of the different other
yeah,
meals
let's do
that we had.
Anybody else want to chime in if you were on the trip, be it Facebook Live or call us at 855-424-9825. John is taking your email questions, john@gardenamerica.com on this Saturday afternoon if you're on the East Coast, and Saturday morning for the rest of us. I'm Brian Main. John Begnasker, Tiger Palafox, going to step aside. Back after these words.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us and supporting Garden America. Do appreciate it. Back from England, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, lines open, 855-424-9825. John@GardenAmerica.com, also Facebook Live with your questions and comments. Where are we, Tiger?
So we're talking food. Before we get back to Oxford College, because Patty did mention something about our tour guide we had through Oxford, by the young, it was a young kid by the name of Cosmo, and I want to talk about him because he was really neat.
Cosmo!
Yeah. That's right. But you did mention the food. John mentioned the food. All throughout the tour, there were provided lunches and dinners and breakfasts for us that we got to really experience a lot of the local fare. And I mentioned fish and chips, but along with, you know, fish and chips, some other staples, you know, lamb, fish, you know, in general, I think we had salmon and other cods and things like that throughout the trip that were.
Hake.
What was it?
Hake.
Hake? Yeah, that's right.
Hake was another fish.
Yeah, and they prepare them differently. You know, I had this piece of lamb that I thought was a crouton, and it was a fried, breaded piece of lamb, and it was delicious. I never had, I mean, you know, I've had chicken fried steak before, but I've never had fried, breaded
a
lamb
little squared
before.
Crouton lamb.
Yes, I truly thought it was a crouton on my plate, and not until I cut into it or tried to bite it did I realize it was a piece of beef, and. You know, and then, you know, desserts, Eaton Mess, the classic. Could I say that's a classic English dessert, or is it regional?
I never ran into the messes before we were.
Yeah.
When we went to England before, so I don't know.
So maybe
if
more
they're
regional.
Relatively new, or if they've been around for a while.
Is a combination of cream, whipped cream, but not whipped cream from the sense of whipped cream. It's more like a
clotted cream.
Yeah. And then broken up
meringue,
fresh seasonal fruit. So the time it was strawberries and blueberries, and drizzled with kind of a syrup. And it was just called the Eaton Mess, and it was a spectacular dessert. But you know, a lot of other varieties of dessert as well, creme brulee, seasonal ice creams. That's the one thing. And again, it could have been a little bit where we were going. But they definitely had a lot of food that was current with what was growing or the time. You know, they didn't try to reinvent the wheel and make things that were unavailable, you know, with our food fair. And, you know, I think that it was consistent throughout the trip that wherever we were, we had food that was
represented
where we were
geographically.
Yeah. And so spectacular, great tasting food. And I will say the other thing along with food, and this surprised John a bit because I'd never been to England before, but I was told they serve warm beer. Just be prepared. They don't serve ice, and they serve warm beer. I did not have – it could have been that it was very hot, but I did not have one warm beer served
to me. You were never served a warm beer?
Yeah.
Nor did you have to ask for it?
Well, you had to ask for warm beer. There were bars that served beer, and you had to ask for warm beer.
Which
otherwise,
is quite the opposite of what it used to be like,
exactly.
John, right?
And then most all drinks came with ice.
So there's no ice shortage in England?
No, no ice shortage in England. So I think that that's changing. Again, it was my first trip, and we went to London. We went to Oxford. We went to
the Cotswolds.
We toured all the way around, and nowhere did I ever have warm beer just served to me.
So I
ordered local beers.
So when you first ordered your first beer,
I was expecting it to be warm.
So you didn't even ask for a cold beer. You just said, "Give me a beer."
Correct. Yeah.
And it came chilled.
I said, "Hey, what's a good local light beer?" And they're like, "Okay." And then they served it to me, and it was cold. So that was really neat. But so back to Oxford. We had a tour guide there by the name of Cosmo. He's a young student, and he's from Oxford. So he was born and raised there, and he currently goes to college there. I can't remember which college he is going to there, but he's currently studying there. And just awesome to have that experience from a local and someone experience it at the same time. He told us about this one college there called All Saints. And it's the most exclusive college in all of Oxford, meaning, you know, you have to be exceptionally smart to be able to get in there. And not just smart.
MIT smart, kind of.
Well, not just
actually,
smart.
Actually, it was more than smart.
Yeah.
It was exceptionally wealthy.
Well, not just wealthy, too, because it was not just book smart, not just wealthy, but also you had to have the mind of a philosopher in some ways. He talked about the entrance exam to get in this would be one word. So, and it could be a random word, banana, goat, grass, you know, whatever, right? And in this essay that they would give you 5-6 hours to write, you would have to incorporate science, English, you know, philosophy.
They give you one word to go
on. One word, and you have to create an essay. You have to incorporate mathematics, physics, all of these things. So, you know, you might take, you know, the economics of goats and, you know, elaborate on that and then incorporate math and all this other stuff. So, you know, I mean, just weird kind of, you know, things. But, you know, to know about these colleges kind of firsthand was really neat. Learn about Oxford, you know, was really neat. And then, you know, back to gardening, we went to the Oxford Botanical Gardens, which is situated just right on the fringe of the campus for the most part. And tell your story about where it's situated, because there's a specific bridge and tower right next to it that relates to the show that you love.
No, the tower that you could see, if you saw the movie Shadowlands, did you ever see that, Brian?
I did not, no.
You need to see that. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. I always tell people I've seen it 12 times, cried.
Shadowlands?
Yep, I cried 12 times.
What year?
Never cry in a movie. That one I cried 12 times. Stars Anthony Hopkins and Deborah Winger, and it's about C.S. Lewis in life.
Okay,
but there's a scene in the movie that where C.S. Lewis, played by Anthony Hopkins, is telling Deborah Winger about a tradition they have where I believe it's May 1st that in this one college the students all go up into the top of this tower at 6 o'clock before the sun comes up, and they sing as the sun begins to rise to welcome in summer or welcome in May. And we could see that tower from the garden. So I think that's what you were referring to.
Yeah.
But then also in that garden there was a pine tree that had fallen down, and it wasn't there anymore. But across from the pine tree was a bench, and we were told that Tolkien used to sit on that bench and look at the pine tree just to kind of relax and meditate. So we got to sit in the bench even though there wasn't a pine tree to look at.
We saw a picture of what the pine tree was.
Right. But then in the garden we saw all kinds of plants that they were working with for cures for Alzheimer's. And
well, really?
Yeah.
Cancer curing plants.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. I wish we could have spent more time there. We didn't have.
Well, that's something you don't expect. All of a sudden, you kind of take a left turn with what they're telling you and teaching you.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, break time once again. We're going to approach 30 minutes after the hour. and we're going to come back with more stories of England. If you have any questions, comments, want to chime in, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, BizTalk Radio, or Facebook Live. We're going to step aside and come right back after this. Stay with us, Garden America, on your Saturday.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want on Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on Garden America. Thank you so much. 855-424-9825. We'll check the phones here coming up in a sec. john@gardenamerica.com. And Facebook Live as we continue our reminiscing from the Great Britain English excursion.
Oh, yeah, I learned something about that. But before I learned that, I want to respond to Patty, who Patty had mentioned, do they also use succulents in the gardens? So,
yeah, good question.
It is a good question because succulents to them, I would say, were more unique and rare. Because, you know, a lot of succulents don't do well there. They did have a lot of sempervivums.
Is that because it's mostly cool there, the weather?
Yeah, and too much water.
Yeah.
Too much water. They'll drown.
They just rot.
You know, so we did see them, but they would usually keep them in containers. They wouldn't plant them in the ground.
Right.
And
we did see some yuccas in the ground.
We did. Yeah, you're right.
Which was kind of surprising. Yeah. And a lot of California natives.
Oh,
we saw a Fremontodendron.
Ceanothus.
Ceanothus, right.
Yeah. You know, so they did have some, but it definitely was nothing like what we have. And then, like I said, they're kind of rare. And so it's more as a statement piece to kind of show that you're a gardener, you know, not just someone who likes flowers because you have succulents. Because you gotta take care of them there. You can't just plant them and go. Almost zero citrus there. They just, you know, had
so,
none.
So does that mean that most, if not all, of the fruit is
stone fruits
imported though to
vegetable
England?
Fruit citrus, yes, but they have a lot of stone fruits, apples, nectarines, peaches, you know, all of that. They had a lot of stone fruits all the way through wherever we went. There was orchards of stone fruits all around. I think apple was probably one of the most common one. That we saw. We saw some cherries and things, but apple was probably the most common tree that we saw throughout.
And obviously for cherries, the chill factor, they had that going for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, so yeah, so we were leaving off Oxford. So, John, I'm going to skip forward a couple days because we went to some, you know, wonderful places, gardens all through Oxford, and it was wonderful. But John was so looking forward to the Cotswolds because of a thatched roof. So, you know,
promised thatched roof.
We were, you know, when you envision thatched roofs, yeah, you know, Lord of the Rings,
the Three Little Pigs,
you know, all of that. You envision
these
thatched roofs with this straw on top,
yeah,
and these
exactly.
specific homes. And, you know, we were promised that as we're going through them, you're going to see them all over.
It's going to be like a fairy tale.
It will be like a fairy tale land. Well, John, what was your?
I was really disappointed. And I have to tell you, the reason I was disappointed, they had the thatched roofs, but it's expensive to put in a thatched roof.
And maintain it.
And maintain it, apparently.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. So what they do is they cover them with chicken wire.
So birds don't pick at them.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, geez.
Okay, so the roof is thatched, and then on top of that,
it's
the chicken wire, but it's not hidden?
Well, you can see it.
Really?
Yeah. I was disappointed.
And that keeps the birds from coming in and picking and pulling?
Yeah, it keeps critters out of it because you would get rats. You know, we learned that's where
the canopy beds were invented because of people living in thatched roofs.
Bugs and rats
would fall down during the night,
and that's why
they fall into your bed. But if you had the canopy bed, the straw and stuff as it came down, when it hit you and wake you up while you were asleep.
Yeah,
Wow. Okay, so that's
a rat wouldn't hit you.
The two things I'm taking away from this trip right now, amongst a lot of things you've discussed, is the Oxford University being not just one university, but a bunch of college campuses or different colleges within the spectrum of Oxford, and the canopy bed to keep rats from falling on people.
I'm glad those are the two things.
Yeah, that's my takeaway.
You know, through the Cotswolds, beautiful gardens, because they're all very quaint and cottagey style gardens. A lot of wildflowers,
a
lot of English borders, you know, a lot of use of meadows and things like that. But yeah, the thatch roof is, I think, going to be fading away. Just too difficult to keep up and maintain, I think, for people. And it's inexpensive. And, you know, when we were touring through gardens, one of the issues, obviously, I think for everyone, is expense. I mean, these are things that are not, you know, cheap endeavors to take on a garden, to take on a, you know, historical home.
Well, that's why Tiger was saying that a lot of the gardens had a gift shop or a little restaurant in them, because that was how they maintained the gardens, by the income that they got.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a national trust, which I would equate to here in the States being kind of almost like a national park service.
Okay.
Yeah. Where they kind of take over maybe a historic location or home, and then they open it up as, you know, museum. But the national trust, the difficulty that they have there, like us, is, you know, that it's a bureaucracy. So, you know, they don't always move quickly when it comes to the times of keeping up with properties. And it's much more difficult for them to make changes, where people, if they keep the property in their own private hands, they can make those changes and
avoid the bureaucracy.
And avoid the bureaucracy of it all. So, you know, and then, you know, kind of leads me into a little bit of a conclusion. And I want to thank our two tour guides, Janine and Ann, you know, wonderful wealth of information that, you know, answered questions for all of our attendees throughout the trip about, you know, where we were, what we were seeing, where we were going,
and
things
had the
to
contacts
look
for us even to be able to get into some of the gardens.
I think half of the gardens, it was because they knew people.
Yeah.
It was literally them making a phone call to, you know, these people and saying, hey, I have a tour group. Can we please come to your garden?
By the way, I got an email from our good friend Susan, who was on the trip with us, and mentioned about how she felt that, let's see, she goes, I saw a lot of sitting around by the tour leaders, since you just mentioned tour leaders, and she goes, because we wore them out. And then she has a picture of you sitting on a bench.
Yeah,
picture of me sitting on a bench. That was at Rousham, the last garden, and I have to admit, I was pretty tired out by then.
And that garden, we had taken like a 4-mile walk around.
Practically, yeah.
So, you know, just, you know, wonderful tour all in all, lots of inspiration. They are ahead, I would say, of us in some ways, like flower varieties, you know, different, some of the styles that they plant in, you know, they're trying to be innovative and different. But it's hard for us because, like I said, they don't have water systems. So for them, water doesn't seem to be an issue to them, except for maybe 4 weeks out of the year normally. You know, for us in Southern California, it's much different. Now, for the East Coast people, I think people can take a lot from English gardens and implement it right away.
Oh, yeah. And Pacific Northwest,
they can take it right away and go with it. So, you know, if you are looking for ideas and inspiration, you can go there and truly implement a lot of what they have there right away.
Well, Tiger was, when we're going back to Hampton Court, Tiger saw these people carrying out delphinium plants that were probably about 3 feet tall, right?
In full bloom.
And Tiger was telling me, he goes, I don't get why they're doing that. They're going to have that for 2 weeks and then throw it away. There's nothing to it. And because we live in San Diego, Tiger wasn't aware that delphiniums are really strong perennials over there. And they'll come back year after year and bigger and better than ever. And we took that one picture. I don't know if you posted it.
Standing next to a delphinium. Yes, it's posted. Yeah.
Tiger has his hand raised up like, you know, over his head, and the delphinium still another foot above that.
I'm with my hand up, I'm probably 8 feet tall, you know, pushing 8.5 feet tall. So this was 9, almost 10 foot tall delphinium.
And the color was
striking.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Patty on Facebook mentioned that, and also said she liked the use of the walls.
We talked about that earlier.
For outdoor garden rooms. Well, one of the things that I wasn't aware of anyone doing before is they would build a room out of hedges. And right in the middle of the garden, you would have, they were yew hedges over there, but you could do the same thing with Texas privet. Mm-hmm. Build like a square room, but then have two doors in the front where you could walk into this room you had built out of hedges, and inside that would be a garden. And I was just fascinated by that idea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's its own room. It's its own space out there.
So what is this going to do for you now that you're back? Are you going to implement any of these ideas with what you're doing on a limited basis, or is this kind of giving you kind of a fresh look at gardening and landscaping?
For me, definitely. I mean, it's funny that you say that, because while I was gone, I had a crew working at my house, and they took out a whole hedge. So I'm going to replace that, and then I am going to put in a border planting that I just saw right now on the trip.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got one more segment coming up. This is our final break as far as commercials and various messages, and then back with our final segment on this Saturday. Again, 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. Continue to watch us on Facebook Live as Garden America continues right here on BizTalk Radio.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg
has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 51 minutes after the hour. Final segment here on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, and, of course, our Facebook viewers. As we get into our final segment, wrap things up there, Tiger.
Hey, you John? Know, I want to quickly put out there that anyone who went on our tour with us that was went into the rose display at Hampton Court, I cannot remember the name of the single yellow rose.
Tottering by Gently.
That's it. Tottering by Gently. Is that an awesome name for a rose, Brian?
Tottering. Say that again. Tottering.
Tottering by Gently.
Tottering by Gently. I can't remember the last time I even heard the word tottering.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah. I've got to get that rose. I really, really like it. Tottering by Gently.
Tottering by
Gently. Yeah, I get
gently. I think, okay,
it's like a single yellow shrub rose.
Yep,
really pretty. But there were a lot of phrases in English, signs especially, that you're just not used to seeing. They seem they're more pleasant when they tell you to do something over there.
Well, and they give you reasons why.
Like, what was it when you get off the train? It's
mind the gap.
Mind the gap. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You see that all over the place, especially right. Yeah. Because
but
of the...
But it's mind everything. Mind your head. Mind right. The gap. Mind the hole that you
And they didn't have entrances and exits. They had way in, way out. And then when we were leaving the hotel, they had toodle pip. And we didn't know what that meant, so we asked our tour guide and said, well... Back in the 30s, it was kind of an aristocratic way of saying goodbye. So it would be toodle pip, old chap.
Yeah. Yep. Toodle pip, old chap.
And then there was the one that was dead slow stop.
Yeah.
If you don't,
yeah,
you will kill gardeners and children.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They gave you a sign, but it wasn't just the reason why they wanted you to go slow or right. The reason why they wanted you. They also, you know, just included so much more information. And then, like you said, they were so polite about it in the signage as well. It was interesting. It was interesting. Yeah.
But the mind the gap, I'm very aware. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to, again, thank everybody that went on the tour, all the people that, you know, went with us. you know, they made it a wonderful, pleasurable experience. They all contributed so many different ways throughout the trip, whether it was people that had background in plants or whether it was people that just were there for the beauty.
And learned a whole bunch.
A ton. You know, the tour guides, thank you very much. Earthbound, Matthew over there at Earthbound, thank you for putting it together for us. And we're looking forward to the next one. We haven't decided quite what we're going to do next, but I'm sure that'll be coming out in the next few months about what we want to do for our next excursion and be able to have people come with us and hopefully have an experience that they'll never forget, because I think that was definitely one for this trip, as long for along for past trips, that, you know, being
able to... If you
have
somewhere you want to go, send us an email.
We'll
look into it.
Where people want
right
to
now
go.
The request we've had was for New Zealand and Tonga.
Where exactly geographically is Tonga compared to New Zealand?
Northeast.
Is it northeast? Okay, yeah.
My original idea was Fiji and Tonga, because you need a stopping off point to refuel. But somebody on our tour said that if we went to Tonga, they would definitely join us because they wanted to go swimming with the whales. And you found a botanic garden in Tonga, right?
Yeah, I did find a botanic. It's more of a jungle. I would say it's just a jungle that's been overrun by plants. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, thank you all very much, you know, for listening to our show now, too, because, you know, hopefully you got some ideas, and if there's anything that you saw through our Facebook postings that you wonder or don't know what it is and it's not labeled, please ask, let us know, or if you have any questions. But I think that, you know, there were a few landscapers or people in the industry that were on our trip, and this was part of the reason why they went, was to get ideas.
Get ideas, exactly.
To see what else is out there.
Which is what I asked you, you know, before the break, and you're already going to incorporate things.
Yeah.
You know, the hedge that you talked about.
Exactly.
And things like that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's always nice to see something new, something different, break out from what you're normally seeing, because it's easy to get – John and I were talking about this a little bit on the tour when we were at the Hampton Court Flower Show. The one thing – and I might be speaking without too much knowledge, but they don't have, from what I saw, a lot of chain stores there. And those chain stores weren't particularly specialized in plants. So a lot of their nurseries, a lot of their garden centers, a lot of where people get plants are very specific in their trade. It might be a garden center that specializes in, John had mentioned, myrtus, and they have a ton of variety of myrtus or vegetables or flowers. And that gives them the ability to have varieties, where we have a tendency to be more focused on chain or box stores, where they slim down. They only offer five varieties of rose. They only offer, you know, eight varieties of vegetable. And because of that, if you look through our landscapes now, they're becoming very similar to each other. It's hard to break out and be different because it's just not out there. You know, from the take that I get is that I feel that there is an ability for us to change that. And I think that if, as an industry, we demand to have variety, you know, and you go to garden centers that specialize it, you'll see that now. And there it's strong, and I think it could be strong here. Make people have individual gardens.
Hey, Rick from Grants Pass, Oregon, is asking, did they use rhododendrons, azaleas, and camellias in their landscape? It was a little late
for
that being blooming, but I remember castles we went to that had islands, that you went on the island, and the entire island was azaleas, rhododendrons, and camellias planted under trees.
At Pashley Manor, there was a rhododendron.
Oh, that's
14
right.
feet tall.
Really?
16 feet tall. Yeah. The largest rhododendron I've ever saw. I thought it was a tree. And then when I got closer to it, I realized it was a rhododendron. I'm like, holy cow.
Wow.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, so they do. It's perfect climate for those kinds of plants.
Rhododendron more, I would say, than azalea, right? I saw more rhododendrons.
Right. They use a lot of deciduous azaleas up in England, though.
Well, a great time. And people responding on Facebook saying you're doing a great job of reviewing the trip. So nicely done. Thank you so much for tuning in Facebook Live, listening to us on BizTalk Radio, wherever you are. For the entire crew, I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Brandon, Jeremiah. I want to thank Tiger Palafox, John Magnasco. I'm Brian Main. Have a great week, the rest of your weekend, and get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.